A recent investigation into the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services found hundreds of kids are being left in psychiatric hospitals for weeks and months, even after doctors clear them to leave. Dwal Deeb is a reporter with ProPublica Illinois and spent months analyzing data and interviewing kids and their families. She spoke with Daisy Contreras about recent updates and what she initially found.
After following this for all of these months, a lawsuit on behalf of hundreds of these kids was filed earlier this month, calling the practice inhumane and unconstitutional. What is the lawsuit hoping to accomplish here?
The lawsuit is hoping that the practice will end, that DCFS will stop keeping children in hospitals longer than medically necessary. And it's also seeking monetary damages for the children who have been affected by this. Once the children are in a psychiatric hospital, they are not allowed to leave. So they get locked in this psychiatric hospital, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months. They're not able to go outside. Their education, as one person described to me, is, quote, joke. She said, you know, it's a lot of worksheets and word puzzles. So their education suffers, their physical health, mental health suffers. I think it's important to remember that psychiatric hospitals are really supposed to be short-term care facilities. So a child goes in and is stabilized after a week or two and then moves on to the next setting. And then wherever they go, then they should follow up with their outpatient doctor and get the medication that they need. But instead, these children are spending so long at the hospital. And what this, what we found and what the lawsuit is alleging is that these children actually end up deteriorating while they're in there. So their behavior gets worse. In some cases, their mental health gets worse because they're just waiting day after day to be released.
Your investigation also found that DCFS spent nearly $7 million on medically unnecessary hospitalizations between 2015 and 2017. What else did you find? There are many components at work here, it seems.
Yeah, that is correct. So once a child has been cleared for discharge, then insurance, Medicaid no longer pays for the children. And that's when DCFS has to pay for their stays out of their own pocket. And so in those 3 years that I looked at, DCFS spent nearly $7 million just basically housing kids at the hospital as DCFS looked for another place for them to go. The lawsuit that you mentioned also alleges that the state could have saved another $3.4 million if DCFS had discharged the child to the next most expensive placement. So psychiatric hospitals are not only the most restrictive placement for children, they're also the most expensive.
Your findings have led to some serious questioning into, obviously, how the state agency is handling children under their care, but it also has led to a probe into how psychiatric hospitals across the state are taking care of these kids. You found allegations of abuse and safety issues within some of these psychiatric facilities.
I looked specifically at Chicago Lakeshore Hospital. That hospital is one of the largest providers of psychiatric treatment for children in DCFS care and actually in the Chicago area. And so DCFS had really relied on this hospital for a long time to treat its children, especially those who maybe other hospitals had turned away or who had languished in hospitals beyond medical necessity. And what I found when I looked at the hospital was that there were numerous allegations of sexual abuse, assault, and physical assault, and that these were children that DCFS, some of them were in DCFS care, some of them were not, but DCFS had investigated these allegations. In addition, state regulators and federal regulators had come in to conduct inspections of the hospital, and they found failures of the hospital to keep their patients safe, including suicidal patients. And following the reporting, they also looked at what they found to be inadequate investigations into the allegations of abuse that we mentioned earlier.
And will the hospital remain open?
That's a good question. There's been a lot of back and forth on this issue. The hospital says that yes, it plans to remain open, but the hospital relies heavily on federal funding and state funding through Medicare and Medicaid. And Medicare has said that they will terminate the funding, the Medicare funding, and the hospital went to court saying that, they've really resolved a lot of these issues and they haven't had a chance to appeal the decision. And so they're asking a federal judge to issue a temporary restraining order or an injunction to allow the hospital to remain open. So that's actually, that fight's in court as we speak.
For Statewide, I'm Daisy Contreras, and I'm joined by Dua Aldeeb, reporter at ProPublica Illinois. Dua is the lead reporter for an investigative series called Stuck Kids that looks at how the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has failed to find a place for many children under their care, even after being cleared for discharge from psychiatric hospitals. Dua, after you broke the story over the summer, state lawmakers called for a special hearing into the issue. You covered this hearing. Lawmakers heard from doctors who testified about the psychological impact on children who overstayed at a facility. What response did lawmakers have?
So lawmakers were very upset to find out that this was still happening. The legislator had actually asked for an audit a couple of years ago to figure out how often this was happening, and so they had some numbers. And what my reporting showed is that the problem has gotten worse, and that the number of children in DCFS care who are staying beyond medical necessity is actually increasing from year to year. One of the core problems behind this issue is that there aren't enough beds in the state, or there aren't enough of the beds that DCFS needs for these children. So after they've been at a psychiatric hospital, they are supposed to be what's called stepped down into either a foster home or a therapeutic foster home, residential treatment center. And the state a couple of years ago kind of scaled back on the number of residential treatment homes that DCFS was utilizing. So now they're in this position where they don't have enough of the beds that they need for these children. And so the children end up staying in the hospital longer than needed. And at the legislative hearing, you heard from people in the community saying that, this is really a symptom of a larger problem, that the state and DCFS needs additional therapeutic foster homes, additional placements for these children. And what DCFS has said all along is that the state needs to invest in mental health services for these children.
This isn't only an Illinois issue. Other states have faced similar problems. What have they done, and have reforms been attempted?
There have, from what I'm hearing, I called people in other states while I was conducting this reporting just to understand how other states are dealing with it. And the problem is there isn't a centralized database. There isn't, one place where you can go to find out how often this is happening or for how long. But what I did find is that Illinois is kind of on the bottom when it comes to how bad it is here. We're one of the worst states. And in Massachusetts, for example, there was a lawsuit where a federal judge ordered the state to provide additional community services for children with mental and emotional health disorders, additional screening, additional in-home therapy, and really trying to send workers to the child who is having a crisis instead of sending the child to psychiatric hospital. So that's one way that, DCFS is also looking at in Illinois, is trying to do kind of what's called in-home treatment.
So tell me about James Martin. He is one of the kids you highlight in your report.
James is an 18-year-old young man who has severe autism and who is nonverbal. He is 6'2", 223 pounds, but he functions very much like a 2-year-old in terms of his development. And his mother died when he was very young, and his grandmother became his guardian, but then she had a stroke, so his aunt stepped in to become caretaker. And when things got really bad, he had to go to a hospital. And you look back on the records, and They talk about James being kind of a very, very sweet boy, but that he hurts people, he harms people, and he doesn't understand why. So he was becoming increasingly aggressive. And so he went to a psychiatric hospital, and it was at the hospital that DCFS then became his guardian. And he spent actually the longest time of any child over that time period that I looked at in a hospital beyond medical necessity. He was at the hospital for about a year, and he spent about 7 months of those beyond medical necessity. And when I talked to his aunt, she was really taken aback, and she said, you know, I wish he could have gotten the help that he needed sooner. I don't know why it took so long. And one of the things that DCFS has said is that the challenge that the agency faces is in finding placements for these children really stems from the high needs that these children have. And so a lot of places in the state won't take them, and that's why DCFS says they're not able to find them placements. James actually ended up going to a place out of state, and when he was there, almost immediately his condition improved. He was able to ride a bike, and he was able to communicate with his family over Skype. And I think James's case is really emblematic of not only, you know, how difficult it is sometimes to place some of these children, but also once they're in the right placement, how much better things can be for them.
Dua, thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Dua Aldeeb is a reporter for ProPublica Illinois and talked about her investigative series, Stuck Kids. Find a link to her reporting. It's available at statewideshow.com. Come, stay with us here on Statewide.